He paused for breath. And then the great outer voice of the far stars ceased, and Lieutenant Tinter was back, troubled. "Speak," said Mallow, shortly. "Sir, they demand the person of Jord Parma." "If not?" "There are various threats, sir. It is difficult to make much out. There are so many, and they seem quite mad. There is someone who says he governs the district and has police powers, but he is quite evidently not his own master."
"Master or not," shrugged Mallow,
"he is the law. Tell them that if this governor or policeman or whatever he is approaches the ship alone, he can have the revered Jord Parma." And there was suddenly a gun in his hand. He added, "I don't know what insubordination is. I have never had any experience with it. But if there's anyone here who thinks he can teach me, I'd like to teach him my antidote in return." The gun swiveled slowly and rested on Twer. With an effort, the old traitor's face untwisted and his hands unclenched and lowered. His breath was a harsh rasp in his nostrils. Tinter left, and in 5 minutes a puny figure detached itself from the crowd. It approached slowly and hesitantly, plainly drenched in fear and apprehension. Twice it turned back, and twice the patently obvious threats of the many-headed monster urged him on. "All right," Mallow gestured with the hand blaster, which remained unsheathed. "Grun and Upshur, take him out." The missionary screeched. He raised his arms and rigid fingers speared upward as the voluminous sleeves fell away to reveal the thin, veined arms. There was a momentary, tiny flash of light that came and went in a breath. Mallow blinked and gestured again, contemptuously. The missionary's voice poured out as he struggled in the twofold grasp. "Cursed be the traitor who abandons his fellow man to evil and to death. Deafened be the ears that are deaf to the pleadings of the helpless. Blind be the eyes that are blind to innocence. Blackened forever be the soul that consorts with blackness." Twer clamped his hands tightly over his ears. Mallow flipped his blaster and put it away. "Disperse," he said evenly, "to respective stations. Maintain full vigil for 6 hours after dispersion of crowd. Double stations for 48 hours thereafter. Further instructions at that time. Twer, come with me."